I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Stop yawning, man.
I'm sorry. It's just going to be one of those nights where I yawn the whole time.
Old.
Yes. We're very old. We're incredibly elderly.
Do you have body aches and pains? Do you have a runny nose? Is it hard for you to breathe? Are you fatigued? Headache? Sore throat? Congested? Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea? Do you have COVID-19 or allergies? What are you up to? Or are you just old?
I know. I mean, so they used to always ask Grandma Irma if she was in pain. And she would always be like, yes. And I was like, yeah, you need to ask her if her pain is different from normal.
Is your pain new? Are any of these symptoms new to you in the last 4 days?
Right.
Out of the normal? Well, no, they are not, because I have allergies. Or maybe, but I did start taking a diet pill, so my poop's been a little weird. But other than that, like, I think I'm okay. You know, like, do you have muscle body and aches? Yes, motherfucker, I do. I'm middle-aged. Everything hurts.
Everything hurts.
I pulled a muscle wiping my ass. Like, everything hurts. I didn't do that recently. I did that a long time ago.
I know. You told me the story before.
You know you're old when you pull your back muscles wiping your ass.
That's exactly, exactly it.
So I do love that spurred a very healthy commentary on my Facebook feed. And everyone's like, yes, yes, fucker, yes. Like, we're all dealing with this bullshit of, like, having to answer these questions when we go into work or into somewhere else. And you're just like, you feel like you're lying, because you're like, you know the difference between, like, being sore from yard work or cleaning your house and, like, I think I'm dying with COVID-19. So Catherine's obsessed with taking her temperature, which is fine. Awesome. Because, like, we should probably do it every morning before she walks out the door anyway. So
all of my clients want me to work with their children in person. Everyone wants me to die.
Hey, you need a hazmat suit, dude.
I'm not doing it. Fuck all y'all.
No, because all their kids are in school. Are they in virtual learning or?
Dexter is starting 100% virtual.
Okay. I would be more comfortable with that. If they were all in school 3 to 4 days a week and then you were seeing them, I'd be like, fuck no. Because your kid just interacted with 1,000 other students and I'm going to sit next to them and breathe their aerosol? I don't think so.
I mean, obviously, everybody would have to wear masks all the time. But, like, think about it. So each kid I would be seeing would have their own germ circle.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I bet a lot of money that some of my families are not being very safe.
And none of them are being very safe.
Like, right, compared to me.
Like, you think I'm living dangerously and, like, I feel like I'm middle of the road, because there's definitely, I'm literally in the middle of my own spectrum. Like, a lot of my really close friends are on the, like, no, motherfuckers, we haven't seen anyone since March. And then there's me, who, like, goes and does things, like, once every 2 weeks, maybe, but it's with family mostly, and I'm still really nervous about it. But I do it anyway. And then there's other people in my feed that are like, woo, we're on vacation every day. It's summertime. Let's go do shit. And I'm just like, oh, don't fucking talk to me. So, like, that's the spectrum I'm living in. Like, the people I love the most, like my friends that I love the most, are on the conservative end. And, like, my family is on, like, the liberal end of that. It's fucking crazy. Fucking crazy. Like, in our gift group, they want to get together and have a party. And I'm like, I honestly see no reason in our little gift group why we couldn't sit in someone's backyard in camping chairs, 6 feet apart from each other, like drinking and eating our own food. Like, we can do that. That's not dangerous. That's a low incident. It is, Maggie. Stop rolling your fucking eyes. Like, it is. Like, sitting outside in a backyard, 6 feet or more away from each other, keeping all your own shit to yourself, even wearing a mask or even not wearing a mask. Like, not wearing a mask if you're going to sit further away from each other. But, like, wearing a mask.
Well, if we're snacking, that was what I was rolling my eyes about.
So, like, if you don't want to wear a mask, sit, like, 10 feet apart from each other. If you want to sit closer to each other, wear a fucking mask. But, like, I personally don't see any reason why you can't have small gatherings of, like, 10 people or so in a giant circle in the middle of someone's backyard. Yeah. I sure as hell do not want 10 people in my house. Like, right. Fuck that. Like, my aunt and her boyfriend came into my house to do my bathroom, and I was like, hey! Like,
awkward smile.
Well, you've been here a week now, so I guess we're buddies now. You know, like, I don't even want my own parents in my house, but, like, outside, like, I'm up for outside shit. So literally appropriately socially distanced.
The other thing that I am grimacing and rolling my eyes at is the fact that my dad has this idea, perception, that outside is 100% safe, therefore you don't. No, it's not. So, like, I wasn't just, like, grimacing and eye rolling at you. Like, that was also very much at him, because it was my grandma's funeral on Saturday.
Woo!
Hooray!
What mask did you wear?
I wore my Deathly Hallows mask from Harry Potter.
Yep.
So it's just black with gold Deathly Hallows symbols on it.
Yeah.
Grandma really loved Harry Potter, and I remember Joe getting Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban at her house for Christmas one year, and how really excited he was. And I just was like, yeah, death, Deathly Hallows. It makes sense in my brain.
Totally makes sense. Yes.
So, yes. My family wasn't going to wear masks, and my dad didn't want to make them. And he was like, it's outside, it's fine. And I was like, we're all going to be gathered around the grave. Like, there is not going to be people are, and my parents set up chairs and all the chairs are next to each other.
Yeah.
So Joseph has a thing. I mean, and a lot of people have this thing, and they clearly weren't, like, going to go with it. But Joseph contacted HR, and if he was at an event with people not wearing masks, he was supposed to
re-quarantine for 2 weeks, right?
Before going back to work, because he's working back in the library now.
Mm-hmm.
So he was supposed to take 2 weeks off of work and not come in. So my dad called everyone to ask them to please wear a mask so that Joe could attend his grandma's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And then complained to me about having to call and upset everybody.
Boo fucking who? Wear a forking mask. This is exactly what... Okay, so I'm going to go on a rant here.
It's time for Shannon rant.
Right, Shannon rant. Medical Shannon rant. So droplets are confirmed spread.
Mm-hmm.
Touch has been as low... incident, but still possible. And right now they're testing aerosol, which is you and I sitting next to each other and breathing each other's air and talking to each other, not spitting on each other, but like breathing on each other. So aerosol transmission hasn't been proven yet, but it is currently highly suspect, because all these little fucking kids are getting and passing COVID onto their parents from being outside at summer camp, outside at football practice, outside at band camp, like doing all the outside stuff, but they're not wearing masks and they're still on top of each other.
Right. So
clearly being outside isn't the magic blow the germs away cure. Like, shit's still getting passed around. So, Catherine's at horse camp.
Yeah.
She's the only kid wearing a mask again. I really wish they do temperature checks at this particular camp, but they're not. They're just letting fucking people in. Now, it is a super small group.
Yeah.
There's only like 4 or 5 in her group, and there's like 10 big kids. So they're divided. And I'm okay with that, but it's still like, just because you're outside doesn't mean you still can't get it.
Right.
You still need to be 6 feet apart and wearing a mask. And right. This is why all these students are getting sick, because they're like on top of each other at football practice, baseball practice, soccer practice, like cheerleading, like put on some fucking masks.
Yes.
You can play volleyball in a gymnasium and wear a fucking mask. You can do your fucking gymnastics in a mask. Wear a fucking mask and you can do all the things.
Wear a fucking mask. So then Joseph and I, knowing that, like, so my parents got like pasties, like, you know, from the place, and like a coleslaw. Everybody got a little box lunch.
Oh, they got box lunches of pasties from the place in Cadillac. Oh, that's so sweet. I love it.
Isn't that a cute little, and then they went to a park, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, everyone's going to have their masks off and no one's going to distance at the park. Correct. So Joseph and I grabbed ours and ran.
Yeah. Bye, right? Bitches.
We slid into that funeral with 3 minutes to spare. Stayed for the funeral. Booked it over to the park. Grabbed our pasties before anybody was there and fucking left.
Good. Good for you.
And my parents were like, yeah, you know, nobody was really like distancing at the park. And I was like, no fucking shit.
No shit.
And they were sitting under a little thing.
A little thing or a big thing?
A big thing.
Okay.
Like, you know, like they're all on the picnic benches under the.
Yeah, but they're on top of each other. They're not like 3 people a table. They're like still 4 to 6 people a table. So when we did Morgan's graduation party, it was in a giant shelter with lots of room. And I would say about 20, 25 people came. And when we rolled up, we were wearing our masks. And then like we took them off. It was a windy day and we stood in circles, like more about 4 feet apart from each other. It was like, you know, like when you're at a party in college and you're standing in a little group, like everyone takes one big step back. Like that's about the feel of what it was. It wasn't 6 feet, but it wasn't on top of each other. And then when we sat down to eat, everything was individually wrapped. So you could grab everything you needed, you know, half a sandwich, bag of chips, all that stuff. And then I would not let Scott eat any of the open food. And I was like, if you're getting fucking potato salad, you're going to get your own spoon. You're going to dig into that shit and put it on your own plate. Do not touch the community utensils. And then we sat at the far end. And it was me and him on one side and like his sister on the other. It was just the three of us. And I was like, yeah, I like this. This is comfortable. Scott and I are in our little bubble. And she's across the table, like in her own bubble. And then her partner came and sat like literally right next to me. And I was like, mother forker. And I like scooted down 3 feet. And I was just like, bitch, come on. Like, come the fuck on. And that was like the most distant event I've been to so far this summer. You know, the baby shower too. Catherine and I were the only ones to wear masks at that. Graduation party too. There ended up being about a dozen people wearing masks, but there was a good 50, 60 people there. And we left after an hour and everyone wearing masks sat around the edges. So I thought that was like interesting, real interesting. Yeah, you can still get it outside. Still need to wear a mask. You know, and then even my family's like, they think because we're family that it's okay. And I'm like, no, I haven't seen you in months. Like, that's not okay. We're all still working. Scott's like back to work full time now. You know, John and Tracy have been keeping to themselves, but they still see her parents who keep to themselves. My dad's working. My mom's going back to the hospital working. Like, so there's all sorts of germs. like Cheryl wants us to get, it's this weekend's my mom's birthday. We have to get together for a medieval feast because that's all she wants in life because Renfest was canceled. So now we have to all get fucking dressed up and have a medieval feast. And school starts in a week.
Yeah.
Like, we will indeed be wearing masks this entire time. And I'm going to have to stand up and fight my family and be like, sorry, school starts next week. We don't need your germs. You don't need whatever we have. Catherine has to go into an environment she hasn't been in 6 months.
Yeah, like, well, so if my parents end up with coronavirus from the funeral.
You're going to get it too, maybe.
I'm going to get it too.
Possibly.
Joseph won't.
You're not making out with your parents, so it should be fine. And that's the thing about the aerosols also, that you literally still have to be like swap and spit or like breathing on top of each other. That's why
dinner together, like,
right, but you're not on top of them all day long next to them. You do your own things, you're separate. So there have been households where one person might get it and the others don't, just because you're kind of socially distancing within the household. You're not exposed to each other on top of each other 24/7.
Listen to me very carefully. If I get it and I die, tell my parents I never forgave them.
Okay. And you will haunt their asses.
I am going to fucking haunt them.
Till the day they die. And then you're going to haunt them in the medium place.
Yep. In the afterlife.
Like, you're going to torture their asses. You're going to like have a direct line to Sean and be, you know, so you're directly letting them know exactly how to torture your parents.
Yep, that's what's gonna happen. So
they should make your mom eat special brownies nonstop.
So you tell them that I don't forgive them, okay?
I will.
Maggie says
I will look your parents dead in the eye and be like, Maggie doesn't forgive you for this. I hope you're happy.
Oh, we have to know that it came from the funeral, right? Right. Like, it has to be confirmed that that's, I mean, because if they caught it at the grocery store, I do forgive them for that, but I do not forgive them if they caught it at the funeral. This is very important information.
Yes. I was just assuming it came from the funeral. So.
Right. I just meant, like, let's say hypothetically they happened to get it from somewhere else this week. Yeah, but we would know because other family members at the funeral would also get it.
Right.
If it was caught there. So we would know. We would know where, we would be able to trace it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you tell them I don't forgive them. They acted like I was overreacting and being insane for like being upset that people weren't wearing masks.
My family makes me feel the same way too. And then everyone, like, you know, Chris is in the army and he's been working in the medical field too, but like, he's like, only 1% gets it. And I'm like, 1% of 1,000 is still 100.
Yeah.
Well, that's, is that 10%? No. Yeah. Did I do that right? Whatever.
Yeah. 1% of 1,000 is still 10.
Okay. So like, you want to take those chances? He has someone under him that's had COVID twice and he still goes out and parties.
What a dumb fuck.
He's just like, it's just a cold to me. My body processes it really well. And Scott throws those statistics at me too. And I'm like, I really don't care. Like, stop. You're not helping me.
Mm-mm.
It's okay to be cautious. And maybe we are not the typical person who gets it, but do you really want to take that chance?
Right.
You know,
there are lots of things that I do to mitigate risk that is less likely than coronavirus. Right? There's lots of things that I do, you know, like wearing shoes. I wear shoes so that I don't step on nails and get tetanus, so that I don't get some kind of ridiculous like foot fungus, right?
We wear seatbelts so we don't die in car accidents.
Like, I wear seatbelts. But like I'm saying, you know, I wear shoes so that I don't get stuff on my feet, so to like protect myself from the dirty things on the ground. And that is far less likely than getting coronavirus. You know, like there are so many things that I do to mitigate risk, like brushing your teeth. You don't have to brush your teeth.
No.
Why do people brush their teeth then, Shannon?
So their teeth don't eventually rot out of their face, which takes years to do. Like, it takes years to have your teeth become so rotten, you get an infected face. Years. Years of buildup, years of decay. But, like, you brush your teeth once or twice a day to, like, lower those risks of having, like, cavities and decay and whatnot.
Well, like, who really cares if your teeth all fall out, you know? Like,
I'll just get dentures or veneers, and then my teeth will be perfect. Like,
that is how people sound talking about coronavirus.
Correct.
Don't get dentures or veneers. What the fuck is wrong with you? Just brush your teeth now.
I love it. I do need to start flossing. My teeth are getting old. Yeah. Or at least using some sort of mouthwash so that I'm pretending I'm washing and flossing.
Dude, I love flossing. Like, it gets such gross stuff out of there. Like, my teeth feel so much cleaner. Mm-hmm. I don't floss every day because that is the thing that I always cut out if I'm running behind. Mm-hmm. And how often am I running behind? Constantly. That's the answer to that question.
You could floss right now. I don't mind. It doesn't gross me out.
Oh, so. It does me. Actually, it doesn't gross me out if the person's doing it silently. Mm-hmm. It does if it's making popping noises. Like, both my parents have teeth. They pop. And I'm like, that is gross and I don't want to hear it. Stop popping your teeth in front of me. It's disgusting. You should be flossing silently.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
We should move on from COVID shit. It's been like 6 months of COVID shit. So.
I know, but this is where we get to complain about things. So
yeah,
I mean, I moved where Facebook was on my phone and stopped going on it as much. And then I started going on Twitter more just to, like, absentmindedly scroll. And then I started getting in Twitter fights. Went on Reddit more and started getting in Reddit fights. This idiot on Reddit today literally said that people aren't getting coronavirus from gyms because he hasn't gotten coronavirus from a gym yet.
Yet. Are you wearing a mask inside your gym while you work out? Because you should be.
I was like, that is not a big enough sample size to know that. That's what I said. Oh, people are so fucking dumb. So, you gave me a gazelle.
I did give you a vintage Tony Little Gazelle, most likely from around 1998, 1999, early, maybe 2000 at the most. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty choice.
It's actually working out well. My knees still hurt, which tell me, like, when I'm working on that, which tell me that the issue is really, like, my hips and inner and outer thighs, which is what I suspected anyway. But, like, I'm having other muscle imbalances that are making my knees hurt. But I have my gazelle, and they said, like, if you're running and it's at a 2, you should still keep going. So, like, my knee pain on the gazelle is only a 1 or a 2. Like, my knee pain when I'm running is higher than that, where I'm like, okay, I shouldn't be doing that. So, like, run through it, get through it. And then I also have TheraBands, and I've been doing, like, physical therapy, and I've been doing stretches, like ballet stretches. There was this thing and it said, like, put your leg up, you know, 6 inches onto something like a low bench or whatever. So I was doing it and then bend forward to get a hamstring stretch.
Oh yeah, like a hamstring or a hip flexor stretch. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there trying to do this and I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. I did ballet. This is for, like, old people who can't whatever. So, like, I just put my leg up on the back and lean over it.
You're an old person who can't whatever.
I'm not. I can still stretch like a dancer. I could when I was 16, but more than other people my age.
Yeah, I'm not as flexible as I used to be, but I can still throw my leg up high in the shower pretty well.
Yes.
For shaving purposes, not for fucking.
I knew what you meant.
That's probably the only muscle that is still flexible like that is my shower, like, whoop. It's pretty high, too. Like, it goes up pretty high. most people like do like a little like knee length, but I'm like, whoop.
Yeah,
I reach that shit.
So let's see. I was thinking about some. Oh yeah, so like I've been pulling about 40 minutes a day on the gazelle.
Good, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep that shape. Good. So, yeah, that was how this whole thing started. So Whitmer said she wasn't gonna be bullied into opening gyms again, and the Michigan subreddit was freaking out. And they were like, you need to open gyms. Diabetes has gone way up. And I'm like, what the? Okay, dumbass.
You know what? Open gyms, but everyone has to wear a fucking mask. Just like in the grocery store. You know what? Open all these fucking businesses. Let people do what the fuck they want. Wear a fucking mask.
Well, you know? I mean, yeah, but they can't be trusted.
Correct.
That's the problem.
Well, if you want to use the gym, then the gym owner has to be like, sorry, put on your fucking mask while you're running or else you have to leave.
Are the gym owners going to do that, Shannon?
No, they're not. So everyone's going to get corona.
Whatever. That's why Whitmer doesn't want to open them.
Let them get fucking corona. Our hospitals can handle it at this point. There's no one in it.
Certain ex-boyfriends of mine think that we need to get herd immunity from this. Like, everybody needs to get it. I was like, if you can get it a second time, herd immunity is never going to work.
This is like the flu. You can get the flu over and over and over again. You can get corona over, over and over again. And people have. People have gotten it multiple times.
You're just talking about Chris's
yeah.
Coworker.
The soldier who keeps going into downtown Nashville to party and keeps getting coronavirus from the bars.
Dumb fuck. All right, so have you... Oh, I was going to say, I don't even know, brains. So I watched a dance movie on Netflix, and Netflix has been like, so you like dance movies, huh?
Yes, like, yes,
I'm shocked you didn't figure this out yet, but yes. So then I watched another dance movie just because of the fact that Sophia Carson was in it, the one who plays Evie from Descendants.
Yes.
And, there is this moment in that movie that is so funny. The dads start trash talking each other, but with dance, right? So first they start out trash talking each other. So like, we've been beating you for 10 years, blah, blah, blah. And then they move to dance. And he's like, and our daughters are going to kick your asses out on stage too. And then it's like, your daughter's bat ma doesn't even get above 90 degrees. Your daughter has no stage presence. I was like, cry laughing.
That is too funny. That is a new level of masculine, toxic masculinity.
Oh, but
masculine toxicity.
Yep, that one. So that made me laugh. And then the other thing, I'm giving away best parts of movies, and I apologize for that. Whatever. Enjoy it.
No one but me that listens to us is probably going to watch this. So,
well, Magic Camp on Disney Plus, I watched that also.
And so that's a thing you did.
Yeah, it was cute. It was
Adam Devine.
Yes, that
not
one.
Adam Levine, Adam Devine.
Nope, not that one. Adam Devine. Everything felt very confusing in my head all of a sudden. You know, teaching kids at a magic camp. It was really cute. It's got Jeffrey Tambor as the magic camp guy. So in it, this woman does a trick and she is like, you know, whisper to the kid next to you who you would want to be if you could be anyone. And she's like, you said Nick Jonas, and pulls up a picture of Nick Jonas. And he's like, no, I said Jonas Salk. And none of the other kids know who this is. And he's like, it's the nerd kid, the inventor of the polio vaccine. And then she pulls out a piece of paper that says Jonas Salk on it, right? So like, it was the twisty kind. And Adam Devine, Jesus Christ, Maggie, Adam Devine goes, That's just numbers game. 82% of people say Jonas Salk. And I laughed so hard at that.
That's funny, because it should be like 82% of people say Nick Jonas.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Who says Jonas Salk?
Did you add DJ Cinderella to your list?
Yeah, I put it down. I haven't watched it yet.
I'm going to have to rewatch it. I've only seen the end of it. I don't know why. It was on my TV at one point, though. So, and I did put Feel the Beat on. So, let's fuck up my algorithms while we're at it.
I just think that Catherine would like it. It's a dance movie with Evie.
She loves dance movies. She loves Evie. So, be nice, yeah. Cute, trashy McTrasherson.
It's totally cute McTrasherson.
Yeah. Been watching a lot of House Hunters International this week.
Yeah? You ready to move to a different country?
I am ready to move to Italy. I'm going to Italy next summer. I'm just going to work from home in Italy next summer.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah. The standard of living was real low in this one little town. They were like $700 a month for a city center apartment. I was like, sold!
Sold!
I work from home now! Like, Italy's not my new home! Scott thinks I'm crazy and is really fearful I'm actually going to do it, which I might. So I can get a refund till a month before I depart. So, I mean, don't you want to stay in an Italian duplex on an olive farm with a swimming pool that overlooks a medieval city, one of the oldest medieval cities in Italy? Like, I want that view. For a month.
Yeah, definitely. Who doesn't? Literally, everyone wants it.
Even my boss said she'd go with me. And I was like, awesome. We're going to like drink wine all day, work from 2 to 6, and then like have a late dinner and go to bed.
I keep on dreaming and fantasizing about going to Disney World now. Uh-huh. I don't want to go. I wouldn't even go to an outdoor picnic funeral. But
Disney. I hear the crowds at Disney are really great right now.
It is down 80% from last year.
I still have that spirit money we could use. We could go in October. Even it's still, I can't do that. It's so hot. I can't wear the mask in that hot. We could totally go for Halloween, but it's still hot as balls at that time.
That was unusual. It wasn't, it is, I mean, yes, it's still hot, but it's
not. Julie says it's been really hot the last few years, and we've gone the last 2 years in the fall, and it's been hot. We both almost died 2 years in a row at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom is so hot.
We should go. I have that free spirit money. We won't tell anyone. We'll just go.
I mean, I'm far more nervous about being at the airport and being on flights with idiots.
The planes are being real strict. Like, you're on the plane, you wear the mask the whole time. I think Delta turned a plane around because a few people took their mask off and refused to put it back on. Fucking pilot had none of it. Turned the plane around, kicked them off.
Good.
So,
Delta's also blacklisting people, like being like, if you can't wear the mask during the flight, you don't get to come.
Yeah. So I know that the planes are pretty safe. And it depends on the airport you're in, how clean it is. So let me know. I know you're thinking about it. I just
really want to go to Disney with no one there.
I know, me too.
Like, I actually have been there sometimes when there's been no one there. My college program was in 2002. Like, I was there on September, on 9/11, 2002. Let me tell you, nobody was at the fucking park that week.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have been to the parks during record lows.
I went for grad night, when they shut down the park for the high school seniors.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was full, but not as full as a full park day. It was, it was nice. So
I know what it is like to walk on to very popular attractions. I've done it a bunch of times, you know, and like also when I worked there were the times when it would go way up and way down, you know, like it would be like super busy at Christmas, dead the week after Christmas. Like, and that just doesn't happen. Like the ups and downs are not, like the ups are just as high, but the downs are not as low. So like, I have been to Disney when it's been fucking empty.
Yeah.
And I want to do it again.
Yeah.
because it's never going to happen again.
Yeah, we can do it. We won't tell anyone. We won't even put it on Facebook. Like, we'll just be like, Julie.
Secretly sneak out.
What are you doing this weekend, Shannon? Cleaning my house. Yeah, don't come over. We're actually at Food and Wine drinking our asses off.
Right. Yes. Drink around the world.
Drinking around the world. Man, that Guinness cheese dip shit is so good. I did find a recipe. I'm going to try and recreate it.
I dig it.
The stout cheddar dip, which is like a thick soup.
It is like a thick soup. They don't give you enough bread for it, so I literally just drink the rest of the cheese.
I do too. You saw how upset we both got when we saw a trash bin full of dippy cheese deliciousness.
I'm still sad about it.
So upset. I'm still sad.
I'm scarred. Still upset.
We are scarred from that.
Because they only ate as much as they could get on the bread. No, you just drink that like a
drink that shit like a champ.
Soup drink.
Like the soup drink it is.
Yeah. Exactly. So I've watched all of the content. I've watched all of the Star Wars content. I've watched it all.
All of it. All the cartoons, all the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like just in general, or is this like a rewatching of some sort?
Well, I mean, I rewatched the Clone Wars and it was good to rewatch it because like some things that I didn't understand it. Picked up or like some other connections I made. I had
you
not
watched all the Mandalorian?
Yep, I've seen all the Mandalorian.
There we go.
I'd seen, well, I watched that. So like when I didn't want to watch it when it was coming out one every week. I felt like that was really uncool of them. So I waited for the whole season to come out so I could binge it.
You did. I remember that.
Yeah. I'm doing the same things with Muppets now, which I really am enjoying, or at least like waiting a few weeks. Have you seen that? Have you watched it?
The Muppet Show from the 70s?
Or... Muppets Now.
Oh.
Muppets Now.
No.
It's brand new. It's coming out now on Disney Plus.
Disney.
And it's like they are trying to do a show like this where it's on Zoom and Scooter's trying to load the things onto the platform and everybody's yelling at him that they need to make these changes or that changes. And it's cute. Muppets.
Speaking of Muppets.
Wait, they had RuPaul on. They had RuPaul on. And awesome. Kermit said, if you were talking to little 7-year-old RuPaul right now, what would you tell him? Which is what RuPaul asks to contestants in the top three.
That's right? Awesome.
I was like, bah! Like, I lost my mind. I was like, someone really did their homework and I love it.
That's awesome. Who is your, your Muppet Hamilton cast.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that. I don't...
It's difficult, isn't it?
It's really difficult.
Really difficult.
But I enjoyed the discussions that you guys were having on it, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Definitely the Ward Rolf and What's-His-Face, the critics, they don't get to be part of Hamilton.
No.
No, they're still in the audience critiquing. I didn't really want to shoot that person's down, but they're not in it. They're still critiquing.
Yep.
That's their job.
Exactly.
I do think Gonzo should be Hamilton and maybe Kermit should be Washington.
Hot take. So, I like it though.
Because Gonzo's an outsider and Hamilton was an outsider who had to really fight to be where he got. And I feel like Gonzo's always been treated like that in the Muppet canon. So, and I still don't know. I do feel... Piggy is sassy enough to be Angelica and should be. However, yeah. Krista did have a good point that she could be Peggy and be Mistress and Piggy.
Right, right.
Za and Piggy.
Right. Yeah, that does, I mean, that does work wonderfully.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a really diverse, complex cast. So it's, I think it's a harder question than people really think. I'm sure... Yeah. My friend did post, someone did take the voices of the Muppets on YouTube and redid the whole soundtrack with Muppet voices.
Oh my God.
I think that they picked Gonzo for Aaron Burr. So I didn't really listen to it yet. I'm afraid to because I'm sure I'm sure they did like what you assume would be like Kermit is Hamilton and
right.
Gonzo's Burr, and I'm sure Piggy's like either Eliza or Angelica, because Piggy's right. gonna end up with Kermit, which right. means like Kermit's nephew is Philip, you know, and so Robin so on and so forth. Yeah, Robin. And so on and so forth. But I was looking for like alt recommendations, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, some hot takes.
So some hot takes.
Some accurate casting.
Yeah. Not just
as
like
opposed to just the expected casting.
Right.
So let's really consider who is who.
Yeah. And then there's like secondary Muppet characters too, and extended canon characters. The like the new movie that was out a few years ago, there's that new Muppet, the orange guy. I totally forget his name in the suit. Like
Walter.
Walter. Maybe Walter is Alexander Hamilton. You know? I don't know. Who'd be King George? We had two good. I thought like the crazy dynamite guy should be it because he's fucking nuts.
Harry? That would have been nuts.
And then someone else had suggested Beaker because it would just be like, because, you know, me.
I had it. Crazy Harry.
Crazy Harry.
Crazy so. Harry.
I know. What do you think? Have you thought about any of those?
Yeah. This is a hot take. My King George was Pepe the Prawn.
Oh, yeah. Not Lafayette. I totally forgot about Pepe. Pepe could be Lafayette.
Pepe could be Lafayette. Pepe's
really charismatic.
He is charismatic. But I just, from watching Muppets Now, he was so ridiculous. He had a game show. It was supposed to have rules. He made them up as he went along. He made up the points as he went along. Scooter was furious at him the whole time. So just
Sounds very King George.
Having yeah. recently watched that sketch with him, mm-hmm. That's like, that was why I put that together. But I agree with you that he would make a good Lafayette.
You're the West. You're the West, ba. Yeah, I don't know. Any other ones? It's hard, man. That's why I was like, I preface this. Please be thoughtful. Like, let's just yeah. not throw it out there. I don't think, I think Kermit would be a good Washington. Of course, the obvious pick is the Eagle. I know he has a real name.
Sam, it's just
Sam. Sam the Eagle. Sam Eagle is the obvious choice for Washington.
Yeah.
But we didn't want obvious.
He would do a good job with it, though.
Yeah.
I don't think that I knew that was his name. I was trying to think of so the Muppet that throws boomerang fish, his name is Lou Zealand, which I didn't realize. Boomerang fish guy. I was like, boomerang fish guy has got to be someone. Yeah. He throws boomerang fish.
Yeah.
That guy. I don't know. It's difficult.
It's difficult.
All right. So you guys tweet us or Facebook on our fan page for this podcast. Let us know
let us know. Who's the tall monster guy again?
Sweetums.
Sweetums. Should Sweetums be the tailor? The tailor, what's his name? Shit, it's like on the tip of my tongue.
You know how
Mulligans.
Yes. Mulligans. I was gonna say, you know how when someone can't think of something, it makes you also not be able to think of that thing?
Yeah. Mulligan. And some Hamilton cast members did two bits, which I didn't realize.
Davy Diggs did.
Mulligan did too. He did that Taylor, and he was James Madison. Like, they just did a whole like Clark Kent Superman thing on me, and I didn't even notice. Didn't even fucking notice.
I love Davy Diggs.
He did Lafayette and Jefferson.
Yeah.
What did I miss? What did I miss? Everything, asshole. You missed everything.
I know.
Get the fork back here and do your part. stop betting all the French women and knocking up your slave. Stop it.
I mean, he was truly a horrible human because he enslaved his own children.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of fucking monster enslaves their own children? Do you guys understand how fucked up that is?
An elitist douche who only cares about his money.
Yep. So speaking of that, the RNC is going on right now, the Republican National Convention.
Yeah, I hear that's a hot mess already. Like, we knew that it was going to be.
I tried to watch. I was like, oh, it's a 3-minute clip. Like,
you couldn't even get through 3 minutes, could you?
Nope. I couldn't.
So, I didn't watch any of them. I heard Obama and Michelle Barack and Michelle were like amazing.
Yeah.
I heard Biden was actually really motivating as well.
He was so incredible. He did such a good job. The next day, like, my favorite take was, good thing Trump didn't base his entire campaign on Biden being senile. As he did. That's all he's been doing. But like, Joe slayed it.
Good. He must have taken all his meds for the last 2 weeks.
He did an incredible job.
Has he been officially diagnosed with dementia or anything?
No.
Or is this just people being dicks?
Just people being dicks.
Okay.
Dude, do you really think Joe Biden has dementia or worse dementia than Trump?
No.
Like, do you think he has more dementia than Trump does?
No.
I think that guy fully has brain damage / dementia / a stroke / fucking something.
Smooth brain. We won't go there though, because you know someone with that.
That's correct. So Trump, Donald Trump Jr. looked like he was gonna cry last night, or that he had been crying. His eyes were so red and glassy. He looked like he'd been crying. But then his girlfriend screamed for 6 minutes straight. So one of the top trending thing on Twitter last night was cocaine.
Cocaine.
Not everybody decided they were coked up, and cocaine was one of the top trending topics on Twitter. They're coked out of their fucking minds. Isn't that delightful?
That is delightful. I'm trying to find the meme I already saw with her. It's like comparing her to Ursula when she like had her like arms raised up over her head. Mwah, like, mwah, ha, 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 ha. I thought it was in my cool mom group, but I can't find it.
Compared her to Rita Repulsa.
Yeah.
With her arms up like that. It was like, I actually sent it to Javi and I said that the first one was Don Jr.'s girlfriend and the second one was Don Jr.'s girlfriend, but in space.
There we go. Yeah, I can't find it now.
That's okay.
One of my friends got a red hat that says, made you look, Black Lives Matter.
I've seen that. I love them. Oh, it's so good.
Scott has a red hat he bought in LA that has a firefighter symbol on it, like a firefighter crest on it, because he got it from the museum. I will not let him wear it in public, because he looks like a Trump supporter in a big fat red hat, because he's middle-aged, curvy, and white, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, nope, don't even think about it, not allowed.
I got into a fight with my dad today. So another unarmed Black man was shot. This time he didn't die. He's just paralyzed.
The guy that got shot in his back 7 times?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the cop said he thought he was reaching for a gun, which is what they always fucking say to get away with it.
Yep.
And
I was afraid for my life. If you're so fucking afraid for your life all the time, don't be a police officer.
So I just told my dad, I was like, I don't believe that. My dad was like, you know, there might come evidence that there was a gun there under the dash. And I was like, I don't believe it. My dad was like, you don't know anything. So we just got into an argument. And I was like, I might believe it was possible if this didn't happen all the fucking time.
All the time. All the time.
But it does happen all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Cops shoot people and then claim that they thought they saw a gun. And I just am not having it. I don't believe you, cop. I don't believe you until you provide the evidence. I don't believe your bullshit story that you tried to tell to get away with killing somebody or almost killing somebody.
Right. What did I miss?
All cops are bastards.
What did I miss?
Stop singing. Lin-Manuel Miranda's going to sue us.
No, he's not. He loves it when people pay tribute to Hamilton. What else is up? I've been watching House Hunters International. I already said that.
Yeah.
It's not that I've seen every episode. I have not, but all the episodes are the same indeed. And it's just very relaxing. I love the narrator's voice, who recently died, is very sad.
Mm-hmm.
So we should do a recording where we watch House Hunters International together, take bets, and turn it into a drinking game. Like we did with our shiplap and open concept.
That was a funny one.
That was fun. So we should watch House Hunters International. I have decided I like the younger people better than older people. Because I've seen both episodes back to back recently. And the age demographics complain about very different things. But similar things. But it's annoying. It's annoying when it comes from the old people because I'm their age. And I'm like, shut the fork up! You're moving to Mexico, what do you expect? But it's the same thing with the young people. It's like, shut the fork up! You want a flat in city center? You know how tiny those are and expensive? Like, nothing's up in concept in Europe. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Oh, someone said I about died yesterday. They're from D.C. and they're moving to London.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They're from D.C. They live right in downtown D.C. They're moving to London. The girl doesn't want apartments that remind her of anything like D.C. I was like, bitch! D.C. was modeled after London! Do you know who built the buildings in D.C.? Englishmen!
Shannon.
Like, shut the fuck up!
Shannon.
What?
I got an email 16 minutes ago that our first set of David Funko Pops shipped. Our first pair.
Our first pair
shipped.
I'm gonna look up my order though and see where it is in process. I think you're right. I don't think they're supposed to come till like for a while.
I was told they weren't coming till September. I checked on it. But it says here, allow me to read this email. Dear Marguerite, we thought you'd like to know that the following has been shipped to you. And then it's got the number and it says 2 Schitt's Creek David Pop vinyl figure. Ship date 8/25/2020.
Today.
Tracking number blah-bitty blah.
Oh no. Mine now says estimated date available November 6th.
Holy shit.
And I paid extra to ensure that I got regular David.
Yeah.
And Amish David. So, and you're hoping for that you randomly get the same two, correct? Then each of us can have a complete set.
Well, that is the hope, but who knows how it's going to go.
Right.
I bought 2 and I was like, so we either get 2 of the same, and because you hadn't ordered yours yet.
Right.
I was like, I either get 2 of the same and Shannon gets one, or I get 2 separate, like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. I paid extra. I paid above and beyond the standard rate.
Yeah.
For them to ensure I get an Amish David. So.
Right. Well.
So even if we end up with like three regular Davids.
Yeah.
Like Catherine would take a David. So.
Yeah, for sure.
She fucking loves David.
Yes. I would.
Can we watch David's Creek, Mom? My kid loves David's Schitt's Creek and Good Place. That's all she watches now, too. And Sophia. And Scott is really tired of all of them. Husband.
So kids like things. Oh, my gosh. Zelda called me. Joseph had Zelda call me because her new favorite is The Little Mermaid. And I loved The Little Mermaid. Like, that came out when I was seven. Came out the day after my seventh birthday. And I was, like, upset. Like, that was just the right age mm-hmm. to see that, you know?
Are you and Jenny the same age?
I'm a couple years older than her.
What year were you born in again?
82.
Okay. Yeah, she's 85. But she loves fucking Little Mermaid, too.
I thought she was the same age as Joseph. She's the same age as Joe is. So, anyway, what was I saying?
Little Mermaid, 7 years old.
Yeah, so
fucking,
the next year I went as Ariel for Halloween.
Yeah.
You better fucking believe it. So anyway, Zelda's really into The Little Mermaid right now, so I told her about how I would read Catherine the book and I would do the Sebastian voice. Do you remember? And you would like be in the other room laughing as I would be like, Ariel, this is the stupidest thing I ever heard. You are not going to marry a human, right?
Yes.
And so I tell Zelda this, and she goes, why are you Catherine? Which is adorable.
Yes.
And then she made me read her a book, but there weren't quotes from Sebastian, so she just made me read the whole thing in Sebastian's voice.
So I love it. Like, as narrated by Sebastian.
And then the King Triton made Sebastian. That's me, the crab Sebastian. Babysit the Ariel so that she wouldn't be getting in no more trouble. Like, I was just out of control.
That is so funny.
That's me, the crab Sebastian. is that offensive? Is that cultural appropriation?
I mean, Disney does it all the time, but, you know.
I'm doing a Sebastian voice. I'm not doing Caribbean person voice or trying to be offensive. Okay. Trying to delight my young niece.
Have we hit everything on your list?
Actually, do you want to know what my list says for real?
We are at an hour, so.
Do you want to know what my list says for real?
What's your list say for reals?
All I have to talk about is politics and my grandma's funeral, and I don't want to talk about those things, so I don't know what to do.
I love it so hard. Love it. So we talked about COVID, DNC, grandma's funeral, what we've been watching on TV. I have a quick story. So like 4 years ago, I decided to be part of a class action lawsuit against telemarketers who were trying to sell vacations.
Fuck yeah.
And the shtick was, if your cell phone number, because they were doing this with cell phones, and it was illegal at the time. If your cell phone showed up on this call list, you could earn up to $300 each time they called you. They like promoted this up and down. Like, it was crazy. So everyone and their mother checked their cell phones. Numbers on this website. I did. I checked mine. I checked everyone I knew just to see if they could get in on this. So my number was on it because at the time I was like wedding planning and for me and other people. And I just, and my cell phone got called multiple times. And so I was eligible to get in on this lawsuit. It's been like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years at this point, maybe longer. So many people signed up for this. Guess how much we got in our check, Maggie? My phone number was on it three times. So at minimum three times. So I did reach my max. How many.
We
were supposed to get up to $300 per phone call, up to a max of $900. So with a $900 carrot looming, and a gazillion people signing up for this, how much do you think my check was? Which I did cash, by the way.
Good, good. Your check, you got, instead of $300, you got
each. Instead of $900, what did I get?
Right. I said you, I was going to say you got, instead of $300 per, you got $3 per, so you got nine total dollars.
That's pretty close. We ended up getting $8 per phone call. So I got $25.02.
Oh, Shannon.
Isn't that great? So I'm going to put that right on my Starbucks card. I've been waiting 4 years for that. So
thank God for that. That's a real windfall.
And this is why I usually do not join class action lawsuits, because they take forever. And then you get a check for 17 cents and you're like, that wasn't even worth my time. That wasn't even worth the stamp you put on the check to mail me. Like,
I know. No. That's why class action lawsuits are stupid, because the companies never really learn anything from them. Like, they should be forced to actually pay the $300 per person or whatever. Yeah. You know? Like, I'm sorry, 100,000 people joined this lawsuit, so you owe $10 million.
Because you broke the law that money, that much.
Yeah.
Like, they broke the law that much. They maxed out on my number up to three times. I should literally get that compensation, which would equal a free vacation that you promised me.
Yeah.
That is a month in Italy, asshole.
Anyway. I bought myself, I also have a quick story. I bought myself a UV wand.
Ooh.
And yeah, for, you know, for wanding down my office.
Oh, not wanding down your bed and sanitizing it after you molest yourself.
No.
I'm just saying. Okay.
You guys should have seen the face I made just there, like, what?
No.
And then also a air, like, purifier that has the little UV button, so it'll kill shit that goes through there. And then also a box to, like, put things in that need to be, like, if somebody uses my notebook or my pens or whatever, yeah, and I haven't gotten a chance to clean them. So I bought all this stuff. I bought it from Wayfair. I would swear to you on a stack of holy Bibles that I clicked send to my home address. I didn't even change the office address to be correct. It's my old office address, which is fine. The number is still the same. It's just the wrong suite number. So I get into work and there is a sticky note on the door for me that they couldn't get into the building.
Ah, oh, fork me, man.
I had to spend, and then it was coming in three separate packages. The packages were not mailed together. So I had to pay $6 two different times to have it rerouted to my house. And then one of them, they delivered early enough in the day that somebody else who worked in the building was able to open the door for them.
Oh, that's good.
But so, like, I had actually asked them to drop that off at a UPS store on Jackson Road so that I could go pick that one up. And they didn't do that. They still put it to the office anyway. Like, I spent so many hours last week trying to fix that fuck up.
I tell you, I did that also myself.
No.
I ordered a high back booster seat for Catherine to have a spare one.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it while I was from Target, while I was standing in Target on the app. Because they were just out of stock. And I was like, well, yeah, it's on sale right now. I'm going to just get on the app and order it. And I went through everything and I noticed, oh, this is the wrong address. This is going to go to the last person I sent something to. So I made sure I clicked on my address and hit buy. And it's supposed to be here, like, I needed it Sunday. It's supposed to be here Saturday. I get a text message from my friend. Did you send a booster seat to my house? And I was like, and I thought she was talking about, did you send a booster seat for my baby Yoda you just shipped to me to my house?
Right.
And I was like, haha, that sounds like something I would totally do, but no, it wasn't me. I didn't send you a booster seat for your baby Yoda. She was like, no, no, no. It's a booster seat for your child. It has your name on it and sent to my apartment. And I was like, oh, no. So she lives in Ann Arbor. So we met up in like Whitmore Lake, that Sunco, that on North Territorial.
Yeah, yeah.
To exchange to get my seat, because for some reason the Target app defaulted her address to set her address to my default address because I used it once. I was like, no, motherfucker, like I have my own default address. If I buy for other people, that doesn't automatically mean it should be changed to my default address. I was so annoyed.
That is annoying.
So yeah, I did the same thing recently.
Yep. No, yeah. I would have sworn to you that I clicked on my home address.
Yeah, I would have sworn the same thing to you too, man. And here we are.
But here we are. Spent 12 extra dollars rerouting packages and still had one miraculous.
And you know how much we hate paying for shipping.
Right. I already paid for my free shipping.
Right.
All right, y'all, let's wrap this up. Let's
wrap this up like a dick. I'm going to mop the floor with my WAP.
Sorry. Yeah.
My wet ass gushy, which is
Wait, so internet thing of the week, although this was last week's. So WAP came out, and Ben Shapiro, conservative asshole Ben Shapiro, said that wet pussies are not normal and are a sign of infection. And the internet went insane and was like, Ben Shapiro has never pleased his wife.
That is correct. A gynecologist I follow on TikTok addressed it multiple times because people kept asking her. And she's like, no, it's forking normal. Unless it smells or is a funky color, it's normal. Stop asking me. Yes, some women need a mop and a bucket. Aren't they lucky?
That was me when I was younger. Thank God that that's over.
Yeah, thank God that's over.
You know, like, I mean, and I haven't gone too far to the other side. I'm at a normal middle level now. So that's good. All right, so one more internet thing of the week. I think it's fucked up that for the 2020s, we didn't even get the roaring part like in the past. We just went straight to the depression.
Here we go. Yep. Sure did. Sad. Wah, wah.
All right, you guys. Well, find us everywhere on social media. That More Thing. That is the name of the podcast you are listening to. That More Thing. And then also interact with us on Twitter. I've been on Twitter more since I moved Facebook on my phone. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 247. Did I get it?
Yeah.
Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye. Bye. I looked it up at the beginning of the episode, but then I forgot.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow. Tomorrow is just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow.